Listening to episode number 1769 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, June 25th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Welcome to the day.
Yes, indeedy do. I thought I'd try something out today.
Uh-oh.
You know, a lot of advertising slogans out there that if you really think about it, they could also be used in the bedroom.
Oh, grief. Okay.
So I'm going to name these and see if you can name the brand.
Okay.
Some of these are easy. Now, these are only sound dirty phrases.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
How about you're in good hands?
Allstate.
Okay. That's Allstate. How about I'm loving it?
McDonald's.
It's finger licking good.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It takes a licking and keeps on ticking. If we can say that one.
Timex.
Let your fingers do the walking.
Yellow Pages.
How about, if it doesn't get all over the place, it doesn't belong in your face?
Oh, shoot. It's a...
You know that one.
I know.
Yeah.
Is it a burrito? No.
No.
Oh, shoot. I know this one.
Carl's Jr.
Yes.
It was their slogan from the 90s. If it doesn't get all over the place, it doesn't belong in your face. Reach out and touch someone.
Reach out and touch someone. Phone.
Yeah, it's AT&T.
AT&T.
Remember that?
Yeah.
How about this one? Once you pop, you can't stop. These are advertising slogans, folks. They only sound dirty. That's Pringles. Pringles had that.
Yeah, because I was thinking of, which immediately makes me think of nobody can eat just one.
It melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
M&M's.
There you go. Just only sounds dirty. All right, it's... time for the Who Cares. Oh, you know what? There's a bunch more. You think about Subway,
sure.
You think about Maxwell House, you think about Arby's, think about Gatorade. I'm not going to say it. Just, you know what? There you go.
All right.
You just think about those. Some of them get pretty bad. It is time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
All right, so Leonardo DiCaprio and his girlfriend, Camilla Morrone, are reportedly getting serious.
Leo is such a playa. Once a playa, always a playa,
yeah.
I say.
Well, the couple recently celebrated Camilla's 23rd birthday.
Wow.
I know.
Well, at least she's legal to drink.
They're on a yacht with their pals last week, wearing masks and practicing social distancing.
Well, that's good. At least they were responsible.
Responsibly celebrating her 23rd birthday.
23rd birthday. Couples... on a yacht, though. Come on now.
Well, of course. It's Leah. You wouldn't just be on a little, boat.
Yeah. Pass me over when I was up there, up in the clouds, getting ready to make my descent onto Earth. Just pass
me
over.
I was in the back room asleep.
I know. Pass me over.
You know, all these women.
You know, we
do
have fame. We have fame. We don't have fortune. So.
Yeah.
At least we're famous. I mean, that's something.
I told you, people like Halle Berry, Faith Hill, Shania Twain.
Oh, man.
All those pretty people who could sing and just be pretty.
That's true.
They earn a lot of money.
They
say, what about her? And God would say, she'll get something, don't worry. She's sleeping.
She'll figure it out.
Yeah.
She'll figure it out.
And then they go to their line, wait for the stork to take them down.
Anyway.
Yeah. The couple sailed from Marina Del Rey to Malibu. This would happen on Friday.
Okay.
Including actress Nina Dobrev.
Yeah.
Snowboarder Shaun White.
Wow.
And actors Kevin Connolly and Lucas Haas.
Okay. All right.
And so in February, Leo and Camilla
all
made
with
their...
masks on, but are they drinking through straws? A straw hole in a mask makes it ineffective.
Yeah, gotta wonder, huh?
Yeah.
So in February, Leo and Camilla made their debut as a couple when they sat together in the front row at the Oscars.
Yeah, yeah. Which she didn't win. Brad won.
Yep, that's true.
But Leo did not.
That's true.
And I thought he was good in that movie, too.
He was.
But Brad was great.
I need to watch it again because I fell asleep.
Oh, it's a good movie.
So according to sources, they've been together 24-7. 24-7.
24-7, by golly.
24-7, ever since. And Leo is getting very serious about her
since
February.
I don't buy that. I just don't buy that. Come on.
Maybe he's having fatherly feelings. Maybe it's a daddy thing. Because she's young enough to be his daughter.
Well, she is.
Yes.
Yeah, he's 45, I think. Yeah. And she's 23. That's young enough to be
his daughter. So maybe he's, maybe it's his biological clock thing. but I guess she wouldn't be sleeping with your kids. So, you know.
I don't think that's how it goes. The biological clock does not go that way. Hey, I got to date someone who's young enough to be my daughter. Oh, my.
Whatever, Leo. During his virtual visit to The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, Russell Crowe revealed that his teenage sons have been social distancing in Sydney while he's been in the bush.
Wow.
Yep. So he, as his kids, had a hilarious reason for isolating in Sydney.
Yeah, because, you know, he's in the bush, so why would they go to this, like, you know, this metropolis when they could come out where there's very few people in the bush and hang out with dear old dad? Not that dear old dad's a fun guy to hang out with or anything. I'm pretty sure he's not. from what I've heard.
His kids, they had as far as he's concerned, a hilarious reason for isolating Sydney.
And that is?
He said they were like, no, dad, we've made the decision that in a pandemic, we're going to isolate in the most populous part of the country surrounded by areas that have the most infections. So he goes on to say, and I'm like, guys, can I ask why? And my youngest one, who is just too honest, said, Dad, Uber Eats.
That's true. I mean, you're not going to get Uber Eats out in the bush.
Nope, you're not.
You're not.
Nope. Mm.
Hey, you know what? Wear your masks, okay? That's all I can say.
Please.
Yeah, I saw something today on Facebook, a guy that I follow in New York, he said, we had an excuse. There were no masks when this broke out. He says, there's masks now, and stay out of New York. you know, somebody who I'm sure looks good in a mask, and I wish she'd do it on IG. Kids call it IG now. Calling it Insta. They now call it IG. And that would be Halle Berry, of course.
Why don't they just call it I?
I'm just saying this is what the kids do. The kids call it IG. And when I say kids, anybody under the age of 40, that's what I mean. Oh, I'm an old man. I need to go get my porch and my rocking chair.
Well, you know, it is your last day.
It's my last day.
Of being 60.
You know, if I looked at decades, like most people look at decades, this would be the end of my fifth decade. Today is the end of my fifth decade.
Yes.
Wow. Just crazy when you think about it.
It is. It's nuts.
But you know what? Sitting up, taking nourishment, eating tacos.
Eating the tacos.
That's what it's all about. Hey, that's
good. Do I have to buy you donuts tomorrow?
You better believe you got it. You're not even getting in the door. Face mask and donuts, or you don't get in the door. That's it. Birthday donuts tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.